Hey, this is Brandon Crawford from the San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to TortureCast.
Welcome back, Giants fans. This is the interview that we conducted with Hunter Pence in group format with other reporters at AT&T Park on Media Day yesterday. You can also watch this interview on our YouTube page or over at TortureCast.com, along with some of the other players that we grabbed, including Posey, Bochy, Crawford, and a few others, including the new closer, Mark Melanson. Hope you enjoy.
Yes, that would be awesome. I think Javi's presence is something that we would definitely like to have around as much as possible. He's one of the greatest leaders I've ever played with, one of the greatest communicators, and the way he views the game, the way he approaches everything is just class through and through. Just a classy guy. I think it would be really, really spectacular. He's just phenomenal with the microphone, just well-spoken. And, you feel like he's so talented in that regards that if he's not doing that, it's going to be sad because he's just got away with words, and he's a pretty special cat.
I heard he has some dugout commentary that's...
Yeah, he's constantly, just announcing games and doing it in his own way, in his little funny way. So I think that it would be an easy transition for him if he wants to do it. Who knows if he wants to.
You talk about Javi?
Yeah.
Because he always struck me as such a even-keeled, level-headed guy that he could fit into that role pretty
Yeah, he's
pretty
just
well.
He's a master communicator. He's just, so good with words and so funny and so sharp and witty. Yeah. I just feel like if he wants to do that, it'd be great for baseball to have someone like him. Yeah. He's a natural,
Have you spoken to him since he retired?
I called him yesterday, left a message. I'm sure he's pretty busy right now. He's hearing from a lot of people. So, I haven't heard from him yet.
I was going to say, he leads the team in rings, though. Four,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Maybe wrong.
I think we got him. I think someone got him. I think maybe Chop. He had a mug that had four-time World Series championship that we were proud to watch him tote around. So those things aren't coincidence. He's a powerful leader, and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Hey, congratulations.
Good to see you. Thank you. Oh, there he is. I didn't even see you back there.
So are you going to have Cosmo Belilis on the back of your jersey?
Yeah.
I think that was the bet.
Wasn't it?
That was the joke that Alexis likes to... You saw the video she made on that, right?
I remember that one, yeah.
We even got... who is it? Kuiper. Kuiper came on and did a home run call with Cazambolini, Cazambolono. I don't know if you saw it or not.
I did see that one.
Yeah.
That was good.
So, no, she took Pence.
I was going to say, you always seem to have fun. I know it's a game, but that's one thing we've enjoyed is that you never are without some joy in this game. What is that, just who you are, what you've been like all along?
That's a great question. I just truly enjoy the game. I'm pretty humbled and pretty grateful for the opportunity that baseball has brought. And, it brings me joy to be here every day. It brings me joy to see the stadium, to play the game I love for a living. And it's a lot of fun getting to do this stuff.
Do you feel like you have an obligation to keep the guys kind of loose? I mean, from day one, you've been that kind.
I do think it's important to stay lighthearted. And, you're going to get your work in, but you're going to have fun doing it. And keeping that kind of energy, that uplifting, fun energy, is very powerful. So it's definitely a goal and an intention day in and day out. Keep it light.
Good deal. All right. Good seeing you, Hunter.
Hey, good to see you. Thank
congratulations
you.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we understand you had the very slightest of tweaks that had to slow you down just a little bit in your workouts. How is that right now?
Everything's good. Should be ready to go day one of spring training. Okay. And just being a little cautious, but everything is good.
Is it related to that oblique injury you had?
No, it's the other side.
Other side. So the right.
Yeah.
You'd hope to play in the first game on the first practice game on the 24th?
Yeah, I would think so. Somewhere around that time.
Okay.
Right now, the goal isn't which game to play in. It's let's get ready for day one of spring training and go through full practice and,
I know you have the same attitude every day, but is there any extra just coming off the last couple of years, any extra motivation to try to stay out there, try to get back to maybe being the Ironman?
Definitely, it's a big goal and a powerful intention to sustain the whole season. And as I get older, I got to make some adjustments and back off a little bit of the crazy workouts that I did all the way and when I was young coming up. So I'm starting to learn that you gotta, as you get older, just make those adjustments.
What kind of things have you done this off season?
Once again, I did Pilates and I did a lot more mobility work. So just a whole bunch of stretching, a whole bunch of flexibility stuff, and trying to keep the body all the access, because the strength, my core strength is just there from years and years of working on it. So now it's staying mobile and staying flexible as much as I can.
What happened with the Excalibur thing at Disneyland, though?
I think that's just a cool place to take a picture. I don't have to worry. I'm not the one. Have you tried it yet? Maybe no. You're the one.
Maybe. Ooh, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
And with the World Baseball Classic kind of extending spring training, is that going to give you guys an opportunity to kind of spread out some training, maybe take some more days off, but still get the amount of training you need?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a definite tool that you can use to catapult you into the season. I think that's the goal, is to build the momentum and time it just right for being at your peak level of, optimum level of success, as Amy Wong says. And try to use it to your advantage, the long spring training.
Do you guys get called to participate in the WBC? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think you gotta be asked or whatever. Yeah. So.
I know not this year, but.
Yeah, I didn't get asked this year. I wanted to go, but.
How much satisfaction did you get from seeing Jeff Bagwell going to the Hall of Fame?
A lot of satisfaction. Especially because one time he was our hitting coach for half a season, and I was like, you're a surefire Hall of Famer, and he was like, not yet, and I was like, oh crap. So really happy to see him. Definitely very well deserving. Great leader, unbelievable ball player. So it's really cool to see him and Biggio both in the Hall of Fame. I was hoping that they would go the same year, but it's still close enough. Anyone else?
I was talking to Corey Guerin, and he was talking about being a coffee aficionado. He says he follows your lead. Yeah, you guys are like going around reviewing all these coffees.
I'm a big fan of coffee, and I've gotten to learn through meeting one of the owners of Greenway Coffee, David mm-hmm. Buer, kind of the whole process and the local roasteries, and getting all the different flavors of coffee and from the different countries. And so I just really have a passion about it, and I like to go shine some light on some of these local coffee roasteries around, the different cities we get to visit. And it was a really fun journey. Looking forward to doing some more coffee reviews.
Have you found the ultimate coffee?
The ultimate coffee?
Yeah.
I think it's constantly changing, because even if you find the ultimate coffee, it's every year, you only get so much of the seed, and the weather's going to change the different notes that come out of the coffee. So there, the ultimate coffee is constantly changing.
Good answer.
Hunter, Mark Melanson was talking about a conversation you, Crawford, and him had. I don't know if it was on the way over here in the car, but, going over the last game of the year, last season, and, his presence. Can you share a little bit of that?
No, I mean, it was a wild game, and you go into these things happen, we competed hard, and you got to sometimes tip your cap to the other team. They earned that win. Coming back from three runs in the ninth is it's a crazy accomplishment. So sometimes teams are destined, and last year was the Cubs' year. We felt great about our team. Our last 2 weeks in the playoff stint, there was just some spectacular moments, and a lot to build off of, and to really grab and grow into 2017 campaign, and also a lot of the pain of being that close to going to Chicago for a game five, having Johnny Cueto on the mound. you know, that pain is something that also fuels a great offseason and charging into the next year. So, you know, it's clear, you know, our goal is to, you know, to win a division, win a championship. And we feel we got the ability, and adding Melanson is a huge part of that.
Have you already had in your head your first at-bat against Sergio Romo?
No, I haven't. You know, we're very, very honored to have played with him for so many years. He's like a family. He's like a brother. And, you know, we were locker neighbors for all of this time and been through a lot of ups and downs and some really, really great moments. So wish nothing but the best for him. Sad to see him go. You know, I know he loved it here, and so just wish nothing but the best for him. It'll be fun to have that, you know, to be playing against him in the big rivalry, and you know, it'll be good competition for sure.
What do you think? Like maybe sliders?
there's a chance he throws me sliders.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.